Radio Black, Black. It's time.
Word.
Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it
up. We are the religion band sound. Looking across the border. Cause we are clad body. You welcome, we kill you already. And you and your fellow rap, there is no form of threat to weak or when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave out this soldier killer.
I get it.
Boom, you now tuning in to One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz.
With the sounds.
Live at CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And what was my new one?
I spoke.
Guilty Unifying. International Liberation to the Youth. Brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge. Blood.
Yeah, that's me, Digital.
Yes,
just Digital. Drop the DJ. It's a new year. Just live digital. From Vancouver. This yes. One Order Radio.
Yes. And you was just listening to Earth Riot. Can we get an Earth-a-lulia?
Earth-a-lulia.
Can we get an Earth-a-lulia?
Earth-a-lulia.
Oh man, it's a beautiful Wednesday. And like we said, man, this is One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We hear every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And we, you know, we're talking about all kinds of things today.
Well, let's run down what we're going to talk about today. Everything. And last week we had the Canadian
heavyweight
boxing champion. You know, what's his name again? What's his name again?
It's Jay Byard.
Boom, boom, boom.
It was different, man. Was cool. It,
you know, last week we didn't play any tunes or anything like that, you know, but you definitely need to go and check out the episode once we upload it, because it was very informative and it was one hell of a interview.
True indeed. True indeed.
2 hours of uncut, you know?
Absolutely, man. The brother story is incredible, you know? And I think that when people hear it, you know, the brother's going to get a lot of support, you know? The people's champ!
Yeah, definitely. That's what I got last week. You know, he's very informative, man, and just, you know, the way he answered the questions and, you know, it's remarkable. You know, it's remarkable. A man turns himself into being an honest man and ends up doing 17 years and coming out to get the heavyweight championship of Canada. I mean, it's remarkable. You know, he's not on drugs. You know, he has to be clean, right? He's on lifetime parole. And it's remarkable, man. You know, hey, salute to you, Jay Byard. You know what I mean? Keep going, keep doing your thing, you know.
Keep fighting, brother, keep fighting.
You know, keep fighting. You know, hopefully, you know, we see him holding up the big one, you know, one day here, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. He
definitely needs that sponsorship, man. So it's a hell of a story, man, you know what I mean? And, yeah, you know.
Yeah, Canada's got to support, right? We got to support our own out here, you know, like, especially, you know, these athletes, right? I used to be a former athlete and stuff like that. And, you know, it's hard, right? It's hard. You're busting your butt out there. And I think the government should definitely, you know, get some funding to these athletes, right? And you know,
compete with those other countries that are just coming up passing us, man. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Canada has done very well, you know, with these couple Olympics and stuff like that. You know, they put some funding in the programs and stuff, but we got to continue out here, you know what I mean? We got to continue out here, right? Mm-hmm. Even Canada's losing at hockey nowadays. What's going on out here? You know what I mean? What's going on out here? You know, our World Juniors and stuff, you know, what's going on out here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, the heart, the passion, we need to find that, people. And, you know, when you can't eat, it's hard to find it, right?
Well, I was just thinking that, man. Like, you know, can you blame them? I mean, look at the state of the country for the last, you know, 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, 8 years, but look, you know, some people thought there was hope coming, right? And now it's like, whoa, like they're talking about going back into like recessions of 2008, right? Mm. Where it hit a lot of people there, right? And, you know, this tariff thing, like everybody I talk to, they're on edge. You know, I walk into the butcher shop, man. What's on TV? You know what I mean? The biggest gangster in the world right now. You know what I mean? Yo, you know what I mean? Donald Trump making like Suge look like a nice guy right now. You know what I'm saying? Like a nice guy. I hope it's just threats, man, because that's a lot of people's livelihoods, man. And I can't even imagine the devastation, right? That, you know, through all this turmoil for the last 4 years and stuff, they never said we went into a recession, technically. But come on, man, they're saying automatic recession. Mm. Right? Automatic recession. A lot of jobs are going to be lost. And, you know, alongside with this whole AI thing going on nowadays, I mean, bro, there's a lot of people have to deal with, man, you know?
Yes, man. It's, you know, as like I was telling you before, right, just, you know, kind of looking at Elon Musk and what he's doing and his idea of creating this, you know, worldwide cloud that basically will be able to control everybody. And
what fun is that?
The federal government of the United States is, you know, they've already passed it so that he can supposedly put up at least 12,000 satellites to create this cloud. He wants 30,000, and you know, and then they're gonna, you know, implant the chip, and you know, the chip is always gonna be marketed to those who have disabilities. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if we can market it to them, you get them on board, and then everybody else is like, oh yeah, he's doing such a good thing. Right? And you know, he's saying that they don't have to take a piece, you know, of your brain out to implant this chip when there's other
stuff. They don't have to take a piece.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Like,
he was the one talking about it going through your bloodstream, right?
That's another method, exactly. He said that you can put it through the bloodstream, right? And you know, I would highly recommend that, you know, before, you know, you think that the magical pill comes to rescue you, you know, give a strong thought to it. You know what I mean? Is this actually beneficial? You know, because I mean, hey, imagine you just wake up and they just turn you off.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like a TV, bro.
Like, what kind of what fun is there? Like, you know, I understand this. like, it's all about being an individual. It's all about being an individual. So what? Everyone's gonna be the same, bro. You know, no offense to T.O., but it's like going to Toronto, you know what I mean? Everyone dressed the same, right? Because it's a style, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Right? You know, out here, we got individuality. You know
I don't
what
know
mean?
About that one.
Yo, you got hippies, you got rock and rollers, you got a lot of individuality out here.
We love you, T.O., man. We love you, T.O.
I had to shoot that out there. I had to shoot that. It's all love, baby. It's all love.
I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of... I mean, I see a lot of the same people rocking the same style out here, man. Like,
it got to that, right? Because a lot of those people are from Toronto now, right? They out here. You know what I mean?
Shout out to all my Toronto sisters coming out here.
It's all good, man. It's all good, man. Vancouver now, right? We on top of the hill right now.
Top of the hill.
But yeah, no, it's crazy that what's going on in the world. At least we got some peace in the Middle East for a second, right? Mm. You know what I mean? Got some peace, you know, for a minute, even though they're still bombing, still killing people, right? Don't want to get too much into that, but at least, you know, it seems like for now, you know, people got, you know, a little bit of smile on their face,
what
right?
What they're saying, yeah.
But aside from that, you know, what do you think about the Panama Canal? Huh? What are we calling it now? The American Canal? Or something like that, right?
What's that?
Donald Trump, man. He's renaming, like, North America right now. You know?
Is he? Yeah, bro.
So are you, like, not liking Trump or something? Is that what you're trying to say? Like this?
I'm not saying I'm not liking Trump or anything. I'm not saying I am liking Trump. I'm just saying there's a lot of, like, some to the good, some to the bad.
Trump's got some ideas, man. You know, let's try something different.
Let's
try something different. You know, what's going on is not really cool for anybody.
Bro, I understand what you're saying, but, like, you know, when we're supposed to be brothers, you know,
get your hands out of my pocket.
For real, though, when you're the, you know, basically your big brother, we call us cousins or whatever, you know, we have this country in Canada here, right? And you're going to come at us like that?
But well, are we really cousins, though? We're, like, British people, man. We're
you know what I mean?
You got some British down there. You got some French down there. You got everything. It's a calabash down there, you know?
Some Canadians aren't really against what he's saying. I mean, maybe the scare tactics of it all, but, you know.
Who ain't? Come on, bro. 25% on top of whatever small margin you're making now because the way the world is, right? And the cutthroatness.
I'll tell you what I like about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is making it so if you get child support from your father, from the husband or the child's father, the woman can no longer collect income tax. Mm. So unless she wants to give some power or control back to the father, which is necessary and sometimes, or they're going to have to communicate in order to figure out that big check every year, you know. I like that one. I think that's a great idea. Make the families get along, and, you know, instead of just collecting checks and acting out with money, you know, let a man talk to his children, let a man see his children, let a man spend time. I mean, some dads are not, you know, with it, but, like, seriously, there are a lot of dads out there that are, and we're just kind of stuck by legislation, right? So Donald's saying, hey, you know, talk to, you guys need to get it together.
So do you think that's going to keep more families together? Because she got to claim that on her taxes now.
Well, she doesn't get the money. So, yeah, she's going to have to talk. If she really wants that money, she's going to have to get along with that man. And maybe that means the child gets to see the dad a little bit more. She wants to claim that child. Because if the man's paying for it, he collects the child tax. He collects the income tax, not her.
Mm.
So she can't get it all. She doesn't get everything.
Okay, so for that one good thing,
I don't know how that affects us, even if it does. But I mean, the idea of it, I think that's a good one. So,
well, fair, man. I know a lot of guys, you know, let's say 30 years of marriage, right, and then she gets half the house, you know, and you know, he's living in a basement suite paying for his two or three or four kids, whatever. Yeah, I've heard outrageous numbers, you know, like 10 grand a month just on child support. Yeah, he's making, you know, he had a business and he's making money, but 10 grand a month, she's making 120 G's just off child support.
Well, you know, the idea of child support in the beginning, it wasn't for women just to get money from the guy when they break up. Child support was to help women get on their feet because the idea was the woman was maintaining the home and the children while the man went out to work. So when the man left his family and his wife with his children, she really didn't have a lot because she was at home taking care of the family.
Fair enough.
But nowadays, women, you know, you guys are responsible, strong women. You're independent. You can do your thing. So, I mean, do you really need that money? I mean, you can both take care of your kids, but it shouldn't be, hey, I need that money every month for your kids, man. Mm. It shouldn't be that. If you have a job and I have a job, why do I have to have less? Mm. Because I got to pay you.
And, you know, well, a lot of things got to be worked out in the world, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, okay, so.
Man's just switching it up.
That's your favoritism to him in the one sense, but in another sense, you know, this guy's wreaking terror on the world, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like he's want to rename things and da da da. Like, I've never seen this, right? It's like they ain't even
a conversation. Names, brother. Some things have the wrong names. We could rename some things.
I mean, you know, it's funny because it's like, yeah, even for myself, it's like I don't like being called an African American or African Canadian because
we're not.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, you ain't gonna call me named after some after Amerigo Vespucci, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, you know, the motherland, you know, is like, oh, the motherland was named after Africanus, right? Greek traveler, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, these titles, right? And I saw something that was very interesting about, you know, because of, you know, Trump wanting to get rid of all the quote unquote illegalese and aliens, right? And you know, when the Europeans, right, came to America, right, they were foreigners. You see what I'm saying? And the original people, right, of that continent, right, they were civilized, you know, and opened our arms to these type of people, right? So it's funny how now they're trying to say we need to get them out of America when really, you know.
They're indigenous?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's not the case with the border. You have everyone coming in from everywhere, right? Not just indigenous people of the land, right? You have people coming from Iran, all these different places to go to South America and then shoot up, you know, to get into America, right?
Shoot up?
Well, I don't know if I should either walk up, roll up, you know, and that's how they come in, right? Mm. So then it's not just, you know what I mean? It's not just like...
Man, it's crazy out there. Like,
bro, they were letting people in, like, come on. Is that fair to my grandmother who came here, okay, in whatever, the 50s or the 60s, right, had to work, right? Imagine what it was like back at those times, right, for a young black woman, you know, or middle-aged woman, right? Okay? And to send for 7 of her children, plus some later on, obviously, right? And then you just have people coming into the country? Just walking in. She had to do how many years to get all those people into this country properly, legally? And then you just have people just walking here and walking into the country? Those are the rules. We're just talking about the rules, right? We're not talking about the whole situation of, you know, indigenous and all that stuff, right? We're just talking about people coming into a country, right, with no border, bro. Like, how is that fair to all those old people who sacrificed their life and imagine what they had to go through?
You know what? You want to know what's crazy about that?
Boomers are finished, bro.
What's that?
Is that... So... When those people from those places come in, right, and they're, you know, let's just say the ones that actually are coming in legally and they fill out their document paperwork, you know what their ethnicity is?
Go on.
Right? It's Caucasian. It's white. That's what they're classified as.
I don't know where you're getting at right now.
Are you telling me that if somebody came all the way from Sudan?
My grandma wasn't classified as Caucasian when she came here, you know what I'm saying?
Are you saying that. Just let me finish, right?
Yeah, okay.
Because then these people, right, these different ethnicities come to America, right, and they get to bypass all of the black people in America. You know what I'm saying? They get set up with all of their neighborhoods. They got their churches. They got their stores. They got all their economy.
We're not talking about that. We're just talking about immigration. But I understand what you're talking about.
This is a part of immigration, though. This is a part of it. This is a part of it. This is not. I mean, like, I don't.
They're not necessarily poor coming here, too. You know, they're coming up with money.
And they got credit. They got credit. You know what I'm saying?
They get credit.
Yeah, man. You know,
they need a chance too. But like, straight up, the I think, like, to make it a simpler situation, if you have a child in school and you have people coming from other countries who don't really speak the language, right? Where it's not fair is when our children got a school with children who don't speak the language. Now, I think there are classes we could put them in, like ESL classes, for them to learn the language. But say a child in kindergarten is in a class with a child who doesn't speak English. The child who doesn't speak English is obviously going to need more help than the child that already speaks English, right? So you're slowing down the progress of the child who already speaks the language. I think in situations like that, like, we need to be more careful with things like that, because, I mean, teachers, they got a rough time as it is, straight up. But with all the immigration and things like that and the language barriers, these are things we need to look closer at, because, I mean, a lot of these kids are dropping out of school because they don't understand, and then whatever happens, happens. Or they're just slowing down the progress for others, and kids are getting upset, parents are getting upset. It's pretty crazy.
And that's how they lead into gangs, right?
Yeah, well, let's not even go there, but I mean, like, seriously.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's unfair to, you know, when they're just starting out. I mean, it shouldn't be difficult when they're starting out. That's the crazy thing I'm seeing right now.
What do you mean by starting out? Like, it shouldn't be difficult. Well, if you go into the country, like, you're going to have to learn the language.
Right, but I mean, like I said, look, when people came from, in our circumstance, Caribbean kids, would come from the, you know, the Caribbean, they would get put back. You know, you know the situation. But,
yeah, I know the situation.
And it was only an accent. It wasn't like you didn't know the language.
When the funny thing is, the Caribbean actually have probably a better curriculum than we do.
Yeah, we right? talked about that before. Like, they're kind of more advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, they would put you back for an accent, where instead of just an accent now, like, these kids really don't speak English. They don't speak English in the home. You know, and it's hard for them to learn. They will pick it up, but I mean, it's difficult, and it's difficult for the teachers to teach a class with children who are English speaking and children who are not. Like, they can't learn at the same rate. Not that all kids learn at the same rate anyway, but it's just a lot of pressure on everybody.
So how are we gonna, you know, come to a median, right? How are we going to meet in the middle with that?
It was like you said, right? Like, the border thing, like, you know, just letting people in. Like, well, I don't know what Justin was doing, but I mean, he was saving people from whatever.
Tyranny.
Whatever, right?
There's a lot of tyranny out there.
He had a big heart, and he opened up our country to a lot of people. And, like, yeah, maybe some things are different because some people came in and, you know, they had ulterior motive. But we need to repair all the damage that's done and trying to find a way, instead of just banging forward and whatever. And, like, if a man like Trump says, you know, we need to shut down the borders, because there's a lot of people, there's, you know, a lot of things have happened. I'm not saying you shouldn't be allowed to come in, but, you know, there should be more rules for you to come in.
Come on, man. Like I just said, like, all those old people, I'm not just talking from the West Indies. I'm talking from all these countries, India, you know, Pakistan, you know, all these other countries, right?
But they wanted them here at them in the them days.
Well, yeah, obviously Canada needed people, right?
To work and build.
Right? Obviously Canada needed people, right? And I'm just saying, though, they came here legally, right? Not just anybody, right? You don't even really know who that person is, right? And they're just coming in. Even though they come in legal, you still might not know who they are, right? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, just allowing them to walk through, you didn't have to pay any dues, right? Like, how fair is that? And it destroys your economy, right? And as you've seen, look how all these countries are suffering now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about legally, man. But how I see it is, like, man, you know, it's like these whole fictitious borders and all of that stuff. It's like, you know, it's like, how do you repair that stuff? Well, you know, it's like,
become the 51st state.
Give back what was taken. You know what I'm saying? Give back what was taken. You know, and allow those people to govern themselves. You know what I'm saying? And work together. That's how it can be done. Cause it's like, realistically, you know, the land, I mean, you, for example, right? When you, if you hear on a show, right? You're on a show, or if you're in some sort of course or any kind of organization, at the end of their documentation, it says that we are on the stolen land. It tells you right there that we're on the stolen land.
Stolen by who?
Well, we know who was stolen by, right? We know who was stolen by, you know? So it's like, you know, it's cool that you accredit to the Musqueam and to the Slave of Tooth, and you're like, oh, yeah, you put that in a document. But it's like, okay, but why don't we give back what was taken from these people? You know what I'm saying? Why don't we do that?
Hardbody, you touched on the African-American and the Afro-Canadian part, right? Mm-hmm. You know they want us to claim those names so they can say we're from Africa.
Of right? course.
And in that, then we give up the land we stand on.
100%.
So, I mean, you know, let's careful with the thiefing thing and call out the Musqueams and all that, you know? We know whose land it is, not to make any noise on the radio.
Well, I mean, those. Well, it, I mean, we can. I mean, hey, look, it's about to be Black History Month, anyways, right? So
we're just warming up
right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's
getting warm. It's getting hot. Hot up, baby. Hey, yo, did you run a track? We gonna come back for this topic, baby.
Okay, right,
let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
And it's all the same. They keep screaming my name. And my money back, they're all the same.
All the same.
778-782.
What?
2573. Let's go.
And it's all the same. They keep screaming my name. And my money back, they're all the same.
778-782-2573. Let's go.
How much talent have you seen in these last two decades? From Mike GRC, Dirty Goods, the rapper Sway. I'm just trying to pay homage. I respect the game. We never done this for no likes, views, or clout for a name. How many rappers got lost because they couldn't navigate? R.I.P. MC Skibbity, can't believe you passed away. Growing up to one of my idols, now I'm standing at his grave, singing all his biggest hooks that used to shut down the raves. It's crazy how life works. He used to love Major Ace. I hope you're both up in heaven, reliving the glory days. It feels kind of strange how quickly life can change. I started as a DJ, the younger Natty B. Sound system, power love, King Melody. It wasn't long after that when the streets recruited me. From Wallabies to Gucci, Moschino designs. I was flying over banks like Colin Jackson in his prime. I was famous and wanted all at the same time. My bait face on Crime Watch had me doing jail time. Linking up with other robbers with a similar type of mind. Get the bag, get the jewels, get the drip, and then you shine. Free my brother Fat Shane, free my cousin Malachi. They've given so much bird, I wonder why prisons don't fly. We was trying to get by, we was trying to survive. A generation growing up, seeing a big race divide. Depression in my DNA, I was mentally blind. I left school with no grades, but I can read and write. The roads taught me to add, subtract, multiply and divide. It feels like I've been tested my whole f***ing life. We came off the Windrush ship to only fight for equal rights. So when the teacher sent me out for being a feisty little boy about religious education, I'm a spiritual guy. The maroons are in my veins, so it's hard to comply.
And it's all the same, it's just screaming my name.
One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz. Let's go. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't need your fake validation. I don't care how long I've known you. Family's important, they're the only ones who get you. People get familiar like my life is on the net. But behind bars, I'm playing these algorithms like chess. How many crews have I blessed? How many bellies have I fed? I cover the streets on my back, have my music done the rest. I'm not doing this for a few streams or fame or success. I'm like David putting the industry's life on his head. At the backstage at Mobos, I was almost in tears. That's my auntie going to cancer, what a... Yeah, rest in peace, Wayne Bailey. Can't believe you're not here. Hugging your parents at your funeral, like life is not fair. When I'm repping for my soldiers, man, I'm mentoring the youth. I see myself and his kids, I'm looking at my rear view. And with all these gems that I got, I know there's something I can do. They say that knowledge is power, but the power's in you.
Keep screaming my name and my money back.
after all this, I'm just trying to reclaim my name.
On a big man thing, if I win, you win. Furthermore, you can have my wins. Why can't man be happy for next man's wins? Louder hate on a vex man thing. I'm great, you're great on a blessed man thing. No, I'm not on no yes man thing. Hang with bare yes man